have Adam Clark with us, a 15-year-old who says he was abducted, and he is probably the youngest ufologist in the country. And Adam, welcome to our show.
Good evening, Gary.
And so tell me, you have your own website.
That's right.
And you have all of this. What you, first of all, tell us a little bit about how you got into this.
Well, it was basically internet at school.
Uh-huh.
At school we had the internet, and I started looking up stuff, and then suddenly I found UFO sightings, and I found that very interesting. So I started looking that up, and after I had been looking at it for a while, it was December 1998 when I started looking at it on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And then about sometime in March of 1999, I was looking up UFO sightings, and I was just talking about it all the time. Not abductions. I wasn't into abduction. That scared me, because I've always been interested in UFOs.
Sure.
Like if a documentary came on or something, I'd watch it, but I'd be scared. But, you know, it didn't scare me then. It was like something else. You know, not something else, but I felt like I could handle it. But I guess you would say it was UFO sightings that didn't scare me.
So in other words, I didn't mean to interrupt you here, Adam, but what the basically you're saying is you had a strange attraction to anything that dealt with UFOs.
As long as it wasn't the abduction field.
You didn't care for those?
Uh-uh.
You just didn't believe them, or?
No, I believed them. It just scared me too much.
Oh, yeah, you were actually terrified of them.
Terrified.
Yeah. You, I believe, had strange encounters that came back to you after this alien abduction.
Well, could I finish how I got interested in UFOs?
Sure.
Okay, because it's a little bit more. Now, in March of 1999, after I'd been looking UFO sightings up, I was talking about it so much at school that they actually banned me from looking it up on the internet.
Now, do you go to school in Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just said I couldn't look it up on the internet no more. That's all I was talking about. And I was in sixth grade. So, I mean, you know, I didn't really... No, excuse me, I was in seventh.
Yeah, what grade are you in now?
I mean, I'm going to 10th.
Okay.
Yeah. But they just said... And then after this next school year, I didn't have the internet anymore because school was the only place I had the internet. So after a while, it was the next school year, my new teacher, who's called into other programs I was on, called him one, but I'm going to go into that, but anyway, what happened was when I got one in his class, he said, you can look at UFOs on the internet, you can talk about them. He gave me that the freedom to look them up again back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you can do it, and he let me talk about them, he let me talk to the class about them.
Now, how did your classmates take you being so interested in all of these things?
I lost a girlfriend over it.
You did?
Yep.
Would you just say, what, I don't want to deal with somebody that's infatuated with this, or what?
Right, that's exactly right. And, well, you know, it really bothered me to think that people, you know, just because they don't believe, they can treat you bad.
Yeah, so basically, you had a lot of skeptics.
Well... Yeah, I had a lot of believers, too. Like, my teacher, he kind of believed. But my other teacher, I won't tell his name, but he doesn't work there anymore. He always talked to me about it. He would just sit and...
Now, I mean, there's nothing sinister about you not liking P.E. I mean, you don't have some kind of scar or anything, do you?
No, I just don't like it.
I thought maybe you've been one of those... tell me a little bit about this abductee story. I mean, do you remember much about that?
Oh, yes, definitely. I remember most of it, which I didn't remember much. I remember a little bit of it, but not much at the first morning that I woke up after it. Here's how it went. It was June 7th/8th. I don't know if it was on the night of the 7th or the morning of the 8th. You know what I mean?
Now, are we talking about 1999 or 98?
Yeah, 1999.
Okay.
And so
we're talking basically 2 years and 2 weeks ago.
That's about right. But here's what happened. I was asleep, and I woke up because I heard this noise outside. It was a high-pitched humming noise, like... you know, something that would make your ear just bleed. You know, it hurt so bad. So, and, you know, I didn't see what
happened. Now, wait a minute, Adam. What hurts so bad? Just the sound?
Yeah, just the sound.
It was a high pitch that was actually hurt. It was somewhat like a dog when it hears a high pitch.
Right.
And so it was hurting you. It was that high. And so it's probably 25,000 cycles or maybe more.
I don't know about that, but, I mean, that's probably right. But and so I got up out of the bed, and I walked into the kitchen and went to the front door. And as I was walking in the kitchen, I was saying to myself, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to teach you whoever that is for making that noise a lesson or two. I, of course, had gotten out of the bed. I mean, you know.
Sure. Now, are you the only child at your home?
That's right.
Okay.
But I got up, went in there, into the kitchen, and then I thought that. So I opened the door. We have one of those doors that even if it's locked on the outside, it opens up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's like it's the door we got at Lowe's. I mean, a doorknob. And so I opened it, and guess I didn't close it all the way, but I don't know. And I walked outside, still hear the noise, and went in the front yard. And as I looked in the front, up the sky, it was over the farm, the farmers, the next door. Our next door neighbors are farmers. They're across the street from us.
So you live outside of the town?
Yeah, I live in the country.
Okay.
The county. As I was looking at this thing, I didn't know. All right. It was over, this object was over the farm.
Oh, across the street, over the farm.
Yeah, over the field.
Yeah, right. I understand.
And over the field, it was like, it was a triangular object, and it had orange lights on each corner, and one pink light in the middle. And I was looking at this thing, just thinking, whoa, this is like weird or, you know, whatever. And I stared at it, still hearing the noise. I remember blanking out. I mean, I just blanked out.
You don't remember anything else at that point.
Right, until I came to, and I was in this little dark room, and I was sitting on this ironing board. It was a cold ironing board. That's what I called it, an ironing board, because it just felt like an ironing board.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting on it, and I looked up at these two creatures. They were standing in front of me.
What did they look like?
Oh, well, this is how it's sort of like consciously remembering it after sort of like...
I take it, Adam, from talking to you, that when you first were returned, you didn't really remember much about this
right,
at all.
Yeah, that's true.
This is 2 years and 2 weeks later, and it had an impact on your life, and so you kind of put it together.
I sort of remembering after a while.
Uh-huh.
Sort of as if it was just coming back to me. But anyways, I was looking at these two creatures, and they were different from your grave. They did not look anything like your grave, but I have a story about a grave. Still great, but they're a little different. But anyways, I was looking at these two beings, and...
Well, what color were these guys?
Green.
They were, huh? Green?
They were green.
Big green men.
No, not really green. It was a greenish gray. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Sort of like, it's just really nasty looking.
Were they humanoid?
Well, they had wrinkled skin. They had like, you know, they just stood up. They were little, about 3.5 feet tall. And they had pointy ears, and beady eyes. They were big eyes, but they had whites in them. They had a white, and they had black in the middle. You know what I mean?
No. This is what they had on, you mean?
No, this is what they looked like, the face.
Their face was white?
No, their eyes.
Oh,
their
eyes were white with black pupils.
Right, yeah. And they had, like, slit for a mouth, like, cut.
Uh-huh.
You could see like an underline like a lip. And I was looking at these things, and I remember I had one had on, they had different colors on. But to me, it seems like I know that they had on orange and red. Just somehow I know it. And all the pictures I draw, that's how they, that's how I put them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, but I do remember their faces and everything.
They didn't have what?
I remember their faces and how they looked.
Uh-huh. Did they speak to you?
Well, they did. Well, they didn't speak to me, but...
Well, hold on a minute, Adam. We're going to have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
You're familiar with that, and we'll be right back. We're talking with Adam Clark, a 15-year-old abductee and ufologist. He's now the world's youngest ufologist. And he is telling us about his encounter with alien beings and alien abduction. We're talking about an alien abduction, and we have Adam Clark on the line. And Adam, this happened 2 years ago, so you were 13, huh?
Right, that's exactly right.
And we left the story. You live in the country in rural Virginia. What's the nearest town to you?
Danville.
Okay.
Well, they on our letters and stuff, we put Danville, Virginia. But we have different zip codes.
Okay. These creatures, you say they spoke to you?
Well, they didn't speak to me, but they spoke to each other telepathically. Here's what happened. I was looking at these things, and they were just staring at me, you know, with no feeling I just looked at them. I didn't know what to think. And at first I thought they were dwarves. When I woke up that morning, I thought they were dwarves.
And when you woke up that morning, you mean back in your own bed?
Yeah, I thought, some reason I thought dwarves, very small people.
Well, they were very small, 3.5 feet tall, you said.
Yeah, that was just, but I still think of them as dwarves, in a sense, but anyways, but they had green skin and everything.
Well, now, how long do you figure you were gone?
That, I have no idea. But, anyways, on the ship, I was sitting on that thing, looking at them, and all of a sudden,
wait, before you go any further, Adam, was this ship vibrating or anything?
I just remember sitting on that little board. Yeah. I don't even remember seeing any part else of the ship.
Okay.
But anyways, in this thing, I was sitting looking at the two beings, and I remember one saying telepathically to the other. I don't know which one it was, but he said, "We can give him the implant now." I started screaming, "No, I ain't having no part of that." But I didn't know what an implant was. But you know, I just, you know.
So you screamed, and what did they do?
They started walking towards me, and I remember blanking out again. And then I remember being back in my front yard, looking up at the same object, only at a different angle. It was going up into the sky, same object, making no noise.
Now, where were your parents during this time?
I don't know. But hold on, there's another part of this, which is really weird. This is very strange about this. And I remember just going into the house, and I remember walking past the carport. I mean, walking under the carport, you know.
Of your own house?
Yeah, and I remember going in, and when I woke up the next morning, I had my underwear on backwards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, did you tell your parents about this?
I told them about a year later. Well, maybe not a year, but 7-5 months.
Yeah, now...
Leo Sprinkle was the first person I ever told.
Now, what kind of reaction did you get there?
From who? Leo?
Yeah.
Well, no, he's an expert.
Yeah, I know that.
He said that I was very sincere about it, and that he did believe me because of just how I told it, and it was just very strange what happened.
Did you notice anything on your body, like an implant?
Nosebleeds. I've been having nosebleeds lately. I don't know why, but I'll sit in front of my computer, and I'll sit there.
Have you been to a doctor about that?
Well, I broke my nose once. But that was in a car accident. That was in 1996. That was probably before.
Yeah.
But it was, that's probably not it. I don't even think it is. But, and, you know, I had the nosebleeds. And after a while I stopped having them. But lately I've been having a lot. I'll just be sitting here.
What does your mother? I guess you have two parents, right?
Yeah.
Do both your dad and your mother believe you, or do they?
Yeah, they believe me now. I mean, how could they not?
Now, we're talking with Adam Clark, who's 15. When is your birthday, Adam?
October 19th.
So you'll be coming up 16 here pretty soon.
That's right. Now, would you like to hear another story about? Some graves
Yeah, because these were green people.
Yeah, these that I was talking about were.
Okay.
Now,
the little gray, so you've had more than one encounter.
Oh, well, with alien beings, I only remember two. And I remember having a flashback. Well, I did have a flashback. But that's on my website. You can read all that on my website.
Right, we want to give the website right now.
Oh, okay.
HTTP, of course, and then colon / UFOvault.net. Films, is that firms?
Firms.
Yeah, netfirms.com. And we have a link to it on our website. briefly, we don't have a lot of time. I want to bring you back and really discuss some of this in detail in a couple of weeks or so.
I need
to know a little bit about the grays here. I mean, you mentioned it. I've got to know a little bit about it.
Yeah, but here's what happened. I was in my bed, asleep. I remember being awakened by a blue light shining in from the living room. So I walked into the living room, you know, like a normal little kid, and I remember seeing four grays, except they had golden skin. It almost looked like they had masks on, but their skin was golden.
Okay, now how big were they?
I'd say 4 feet tall.
Okay, so they were small as well.
Well, it looked, I don't really know, remember that much of how tall they were. I just remember they had gold skin. And they were shining in, the blue light was shining in from the living room.
And it was just the same place where you're living now?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what happened there?
Well, I was looking at these things, just staring at them, and I remember waking up the next morning.
Well,
I don't remember any interaction or anything like that.
You know, you said they were grays, but they were gold, huh?
Yeah. I called them the golden grays.
Okay, well, hey, Adam, we're going, now you've been doing your own research recently. How do you go about that as a 15-year-old boy? Do you call people and talk to them?
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely, I call people all the time mm-hmm. about it.
We're going to get back with you and talk a little bit more about this in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
I appreciate you taking your time out, and it's a little late there in Virginia already.
Oh, no, I don't usually sleep very much because a lot of anxiety, which is due to the fact that I don't know, I always say this to myself, I never know what's outside my window waiting for me. And that's how I feel. So, I mean, if it's hard to explain, but...
So you still live in fear, even though, to your knowledge, these people didn't hurt you.
I think they're loving beings.
You do?
Yeah. I just don't understand them.
Well, what do you think they were doing with you? Checking you out for some reason, or saying hello, or what?
Genetics.
Huh?
I think it's genetics.
Genetics?
Mm-hmm. And I think they're trying to create a new breed of humans. Well, you know, hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably just checking me out or something.
Yeah, you think the two things that the incidents in your life are connected?
Oh, definitely. And my mom's had sightings.
She has?
Yeah, and I've had tons of sightings.
And your mom, so she was pretty open to what you were saying then, huh?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
but they are okay with what you're doing now.
Oh, yep, definitely.
Okay, now, so what's big in your life right now as far as UFO sightings and investigations? Are you still working on some of your things, or?
Well, I'm really interested in Canadian government documents.
Why is that?
I'm trying to get Project Magnet documents.
And tell us briefly in the 30 seconds or so
about
Project Magnet.
It was a government thing. It was a government experiment conducted by the government Canada. It was a
When did it happen?
What? Oh, 1950s. It was in the 1950s. It was Transport Canada or Canada Transport. I don't know the name of it exactly because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was either the Department of Transportation of Canada or something like that. But they conducted it to see the jet propulsion systems of it, which they called it Project Magnet. That's to my understanding.
So you're interested in that, and why are you interested in that? Do you think that maybe the Canadian government got this propulsion theory from extraterrestrials?
Definitely. That's, I think they probably did. And I think our government did.
And we are talking about encounters, and Adam Clark has been our guest. And Adam, I'm sorry, we could talk for hours about this, and I'm sure we will in future broadcasts.
All right.
Thank you very much for being with us tonight.
And I'll be in touch with you.
You have? Do you have any parting words? You said they're loving, so you don't think there's anything to fear here, or do you?
I think if they were going to hurt us, they'd already have done it.
Okay, thank you very much, Adam.
All right, thank you.